side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. What a tremendous opportunity God has given to us today as we share this Souls Harbor worship service together. I'm Pastor Rick Libby. I'm the senior pastor of the Souls Harbor Ministry. I want to encourage you here as we begin this service to receive everything that you can from God through the songs that are being sung and the word that is being shared with us. The psalmist David, as he's extolling the praises of God in Psalm 30, reminds us that weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, I know today in this great audience, there are those that are in the weeping stage of the night. You've been going through trials and tribulations, and perhaps today you're wondering, you're asking yourself, will it ever end? The answer to that question is, yes, it will. God will bring an end to that thing that you're going through, and instead of tears of sorrow, He'll give you tears of joy. Let the words of this song that Ken and Annette McDonald are coming to share with us bless your heart today as they sing, Joy Comes in the Morning.
Joy comes.
As the McDonald's were singing that song, I got to thinking about the joy that God gives. You see, today, if we were to look at the things that are happening around us, that may determine our level of happiness. But when we talk about the joy of the Lord, the kind of joy that becomes strength to us, that allows us to get up, to press onward, to pursue the things of life that we are in pursuit of, that joy comes from within. That joy can only be found through the presence of God that dwells within us. Today, it's not what's going on around your life or to your life. It's not what you have and don't have, what you can gain or what you can lose. No, that joy is steady. It holds you steady because that joy comes from God. When you think about the joy that God gives, our joy is, well, I have to say it like this because I don't know how else to say it. That joy is limited. But there is a place that God has prepared for us where our joy will be unlimited. Joni Tilton's coming to sing about it. Listen to the lyrics of this song, because I believe they will describe what we're hoping for and what we're feeling. Today she's coming to sing a song that says, "Don't that sound like heaven?"
There's a window into heaven. Close my eyes and I can see, where there are no earthly struggles, and the souls there are set free. Where the deaf and dumb are shouting, for the blind can finally see. Oh, the cripples, they are dancing out across that crystal sea. There's a special place in heaven where the unborn babies play. They are rocked in arms by mama, whose time just slipped away. And all those unwanted children say, "My daddy, he's the king." Oh, see the smiles on their sweet faces as they run and dance and sing. Sound like heaven? Well, don't it sound like a home where the Son of God is reigning and our tears will all be gone? Now don't it sound like heaven? Friend, don't that sound where the Son of God, he'll be reigning, and our tears will all be gone. The price of heaven is expensive, but you don't worry about the cost. It was paid in full by Jesus when he hung upon that cross. And all the things he's ever promised, they're gonna be there like he said. as an eternal reminder of the precious blood he shed. Don't it sound like heaven? Now don't that sound like a home where the Son of God is reigning and all our tears will soon be gone? Now don't that sound like heaven? Friend, don't that sound like home where the Son of God is reigning and our tears will all be gone? Oh, where the Son of God will be reigning and all tears are finally gone.
It's hard for us today in the natural, while we are in these earthly bodies, to think about a time and a place where there'll be no earthly struggles, where the souls of men will be set free, where the deaf and the dumb will be shouting, where the blind will be able to see, where the cripple will be dancing, a place where there will be no more tears. For all tears will be gone. Oh, that does sound like heaven to me. To think that we're going to a place that God has prepared for us that does all of those things. And yet, here we are today. We're experiencing some of those very things that we are rejoicing about leaving behind. Do we have to wait to get to heaven to be free from some of these things? Oh, absolutely not. Today, the miracle-working power is able to deliver us without needing to take us to heaven to do that. He can help us with our earthly struggles. The Bible tells us He can set the captive free to release us from the bondage that we're in. We know that the great physician, with one touch of His hand, can bring healing to these bodies, regardless of what disease or ailment may seem to have taken hold of it. Oh, we don't have to wait to get to heaven to begin to dance and rejoice. We can do that now because God even now can wipe our tears away. He is a big God today, a God who can do anything if we would but put our faith and trust in Him. Today, I want to take your burdens, your cares, your sicknesses, whatever it may be that you're struggling with, I want to take them to God on your behalf. I'm going to exercise my faith here where I am today. I simply ask you to take whatever faith you may have, exercise it along with mine, and today we'll see God perform some wonderful miracles. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we know today that we don't have to wait to get to heaven to receive our freedom, our deliverance from the things that have bore us down here on earth. Lord, the weight of life may sometimes get heavy, but Lord, we know You are able to carry us through those difficult times, that You are able to reach down and take the weight from our shoulders and carry it for us. Today, as I come to You, I can't begin to imagine all of the different ways that this audience needs You. But Lord, I don't need to understand all that they're going through. I don't need to be able to name every situation. For Lord, surely today You know all about it. For You have seen each one in the midst of their need. I simply pause here today to exercise my faith as one who believes that You can do all things, as one who has seen You answer prayer so many, many times. Lord, I entrust each member of this audience today to Your care, and I ask You to do for them what no other can do, and that, God, they can rejoice today because you have granted a miracle on their behalf. Lord, care for them today as only you can. For I ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
This world is not our permanent dwelling. We have a better home on high, and our days on earth, they have all been numbered. But over someday soon, we're going over to that land beyond the sky. There'll be no sad farewells up yonder, for in said goodbye to passing loved ones and felt the pain death leaves behind. But if our trust is in a man called Jesus, we go. We'll never die, for someday soon we're going over, oh, to that land beyond the sky. There'll be no sad yonder, for in that land we'll never die. Yes, someday soon we're going over to the land beyond the sky. Farewells up yonder, for in that land we'll never die. There'll be no sad farewells up yonder, for in
I know that at times the road of life can seem long, it can seem rough, and it can seem dreary. It's hard sometimes to keep pressing onward when it feels like we're having more bad days than we are good days. But I want to encourage you today to keep the end of the road in sight. Oh, we may not be able to tell what's coming next. Perhaps tomorrow will be a good day. Perhaps tomorrow will be a bad day. Regardless of what the tomorrows are, we have to keep moving forward because that's the only way we can obtain the reward of heaven. Today, kind of keep this in mind, if you will, that when we get to heaven, we're going to see Jesus. In the words of the old songwriter, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Just think about it. If we'll keep persevering, if we'll be determined to make this journey until we reach the end, it will be worth it just to see the one who died on an old rugged cross for you and I, the one who shed his blood so that we could be free from our sins, the one who paid the price so we could spend eternity in a place called heaven. Let the words of this song bless you as Ralph Holmes and his sister, Wanda St. Peter, come and sing a song that's simply entitled, Someday We'll See Jesus.
There's a city, a beautiful city, just beyond the divide, where God's children shall rest eternal, they will ever abide. Daily striving to reach that homeland, we are going that way. Headed for glory, telling the story, we shall see heaven someday. Someday,
we shall see Jesus
someday by and by. Someday these eyes shall behold him in that city on high. We must not linger, we must keep moving. Jesus is leading the way. Shouting and singing, joy bells ringing, we shall see heaven someday. Like the saints who have gone before us, we're determined to stay. In the path that is straight and narrow, Jesus is leading the way. Though we have problems, Jesus is faithful, all our needs to supply. The time is now nearing, for his appearing, for our heavenly flight.
Someday we shall see Jesus,
someday by and by. Someday these eyes shall behold him in that city on high. We must not linger, we must keep moving. Jesus is leading the way. Shouting and singing, joy bells ringing, we shall see heaven someday. Like the saints who have gone before us, we're determined to stay. In the path that is straight and narrow, Jesus is leading the way. Though we have problems, Jesus is faithful, all our needs to supply. The time is now nearing, for it's appearing, for our heavenly flight.
Someday we shall see Jesus,
someday by and by.
Someday these eyes shall behold him
in that city on high. We must not linger, we must keep moving. Jesus is leading the way. Shouting and singing, joy bells ringing, we shall see heaven someday.
What do you think about this today? When we step across through heaven's door, that we look for each other so that we can gather around the throne to worship Jesus together. Now, I know when I say this, some folk are probably going to think that my imagination is a little bit too wild for my own good. But I'd like to think that when we get to heaven, that God would allow us to have a Souls Harbor section where the Souls Harbor singers and the Souls Harbor audience could gather together so that we could do like we've been doing down through the years with this ministry. We could worship the Lord together. I think that would be a wonderful thing. Oh, I don't know if God will do it that way or not, but wouldn't it be neat if he did? Because I look forward to seeing you. Some of you folks I have never met. I only know you through the contributions that you have made to this ministry. I recognize a name, I may recognize an address, but I can't put a name and a face together. many of you, in fact, most of you, I've never met because I've not known that you were watching. But one of these days, when we step across the heaven shore, we'll get time to know one another, and we'll be able to sit down and talk about the great things that God has done through this ministry. You see, today, as I talk about these kinds of things, in the back of my mind, there is always this thought, that the number will be larger tomorrow than it is today. For surely through this ministry today, God is going to touch more lives, and more lives will be ready for heaven because of something that was sung or something that was said through this ministry. Today, we need to keep reaching out in what little time we have left. It has never been more important than it is right now that we win the lost souls of men and women, boys and girls, to God. I'm asking you today to please help us to do that. Your financial contribution to this ministry will allow us to continue to present this worship service on Sunday mornings so that we can tell the great story of the gospel and reach out to people's lives, praying that they will reach out to God as a result. Won't it be a wonderful thing when we get to heaven to have somebody come up to us that we had never met before to thank us for what we did in enabling them to hear the message of the gospel, to hear about the grace, the mercy, and the love of God so that they could spend eternity with us? I think that'll be a wonderful thing because only eternity will be able to reveal the impact, the full impact of the ministry of Souls Harbor that people have responded to down through the years. I'm asking you to be a part of all of this today because souls are the most important thing that ought to weigh heavy upon every Christian's heart. Help us today if you possibly can. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. If you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. In the U.S., you can also make a contribution online. Just go to our website, www.soulsharbor.tv. When you open up the home page, you'll notice that down there in the lower left-hand corner, there is a little box that says Donate. If you'll click on that button, it will help you in just a couple of easy steps to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. If you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, you can call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. I want to say thank you. We appreciate everybody that does anything on behalf of the Souls Harbor Ministry. I know I say this often, and I am sincere every time that I say it. You're an important part of this ministry. This ministry just couldn't exist without you. So every day when we're praying that God will bless you for what you've done on behalf of Souls Harbor, we thank God for you. Because we love you, we appreciate you, and we know we're indebted to you for helping us through your many means of support. As I get ready to go over and share something from the Word of God, I'm going to go over to sing a song that may help you to know what's on my mind. You see, lately I've been thinking about it a lot. Perhaps too much for some folks thinking. But you see, lately, All I've got is leaving on my mind. No, I haven't been diagnosed with a critical illness. I don't have just days to live. No, I don't have what some folk may think is a crazy, wild imagination. I am getting older, and I know as we get older, we think more about it. But I'm to be honest with you, I'm not looking for a hole in the ground. I am looking for one in the sky. I believe at any moment now, the trump of God could sound and the church be caught away. I plan on being in that number. How about you today? The things of this earth don't hold much interest to me. Anything that's of real value to me, I'm taking with me. That is my loved ones. They've prepared their lives as I've prepared mine. So when the trump of God sounds, we'll ascend into the heavens to meet Him in the air. I trust that we can look across heaven and see you there in that number. Listen to the words of this song just before we share something from the Word of God. It's simply entitled, "Lately All I've Got Is Leaving on My Mind." Old house I'm living in is needing repair. The windows and the shutters, they're letting in the cold, cold air. I say to myself, I'm gonna fix them when I can find the time. But lately I've got leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. It seems that's all that I've been thinking about most of the time. Soon and very soon I'll leave my troubles far behind. Oh, lately I've got leaving on my mind. I guess I should be looking for a better place to live, but I can't seem to get excited about this world and what it can give. Oh, I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. For what good would a world do me? I've got leaving all my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. Oh, it seems that's all I've been thinking about most of the time. Oh, soon and very soon I'll leave my troubles far, far behind. Oh, for lately I've got leaving on my mind. lately I've got leaving. I've got leaving on my mind. I realize today that when people hear me talk about leaving, when I confess that I've got leaving on my mind, that there may be many people that would question my sanity. Why in the world would that guy think about leaving this place? Well, when I look at the condition of the world that we're living in today, and I begin to question all of these things that seem to be happening around us, it's the conclusion that I come to when I think about these things and where it's all going to end. You see, if I didn't know what God's Word said, my whole mindset might be different. The things that I think about would surely be different. And I might qualify for one of those that the Scripture talks about when it talks about the end times and men's hearts failing them for fear. You see, my hope today is not in this world that we're living in. If I look at the things that are happening around us, then my hope will be destroyed unless I keep in mind that God has a plan. Oh yes, my friend, God has a plan today that this world that we're living in is not all that there is to our lives. I realize we talk about this a lot, but it's only because we want you to be prepared for heaven when heaven calls your name. I say this at about every committal that I do as I stand by the open grave of a deceased loved one. I'm reminded that nobody gets out of this life alive. The end of all flesh is the grave. But that's not the end of the spirit. You see, Solomon teaches us that when these bodies are laid down and they go back to the earth from whence they came, that the spirit ascends up to God who gave it. In other words, that truly is our life never dies. It continues to live on. With that in mind, one has to begin to wonder, what's it going to be like when I leave this life and I enter into the next life? What happens when I enter into eternity? Well, I think we've talked about it enough that we're all aware that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Today, I think about heaven, I think about what a wonderful place it is. In fact, I think about this. It is beyond the ability for man to imagine all of the beauty and the splendor that heaven will behold. You see, today I can hear about the streets of gold, but I can't picture them. My mind just can't go to that place. I hear about the mansions fair. I've seen some beautiful homes here on earth, some great displays of architecture. But when I think about the fact that these mansions that God has prepared for us have not been built by the hands of man, oh, I can't hardly wait to see them. When I hear about all these things that we've been singing about in this service, I just can't fully imagine what it's going to be like to live for all of eternity in such a place. It's a special place that God has prepared for just His own. Let me read a little bit about it today. And again, I would never have enough time in one service to read everything that the Bible has to say about heaven, and surely it would take weeks upon weeks to talk about all of the things that it says about hell. But let me go to the book of Revelation today. In Revelation chapter 21, John the Revelator captures a little bit of a vision of what lies ahead. Now again, there are a lot of things that are taking place in this book of Revelation. Some of them will remain a mystery to us until the events unfold, and then we can stand by the sidelines and say, oh, that's what he meant when he wrote about this or he wrote about that. There are some things that we can't be certain of, but there are some things that we certainly can be certain of. Today, Revelation chapter 1, I want to take some valuable time here to read 8 verses of Scripture to give us a little glimpse of what God has prepared for us. In Revelation chapter 21, beginning with verse 1, it says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, I'll confess, in those 8 verses of Scripture that I just read, there is way too much for us to talk about in what remains of this service today. Let's suffice it to say that it talks about both places, heaven and hell. In verse 8, we're told who will spend eternity in hell. I remind you once again that the book of Hebrews says that it's appointed unto men once to die, after that the judgment. That judgment that comes will separate those that are ready and those who are not. Those who are not ready will depart to this place that we have read of in Revelation 21, 8. Now, I'm not sure about you. Let me just quickly say this. This is not a crowd that I want to spend eternity with. It's not a crowd that I want to spend any time here on earth with in the natural. This is an audacious group of people where their activity, the deeds of their lives, are horrible. And yet, somewhere in that lake which burneth with fire and brimstone for all of eternity, we will find people spending eternity together who fit these descriptions. I'd rather go back to the verse of Scripture that says in verse 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. When Jesus reveals that he is going to make all things new, it gets me excited to realize that there won't be any of that in heaven that we are experiencing here today. No more aches and pains. No more sorrows or burdens to bear. Doesn't that sound good? We've already heard songs today in this service that talk a little bit about that very thing, that God is going to wipe the tears away. What do we cry about? What do we mourn over? What brings us sadness and sorrow? Well, it's the trials and tribulation of this sinful world that we're living in today. But God has prepared a better place for us. We understand from the Gospel of John, I talked about this a few days ago, that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said, "What must I do to see the kingdom of God?" Jesus said that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What we come to know from that is this, that man has to make a decision. That decision is the result of a choice that he is making. That man, and every one of us today, has to make this choice. No one is exempt from it. You may not deliberately take a step of action, but ignoring it and neglecting it is the same thing and will yield the same results. That if we don't accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, if we do not invite Him into our lives where we ask Him to forgive us of all sin, we cannot be ready for the kingdom of God. This place that we have read about today cannot be inhabited by the man who will not receive Christ into his life. He will join that other crowd that we read about in Revelation 21:8. Today, what concerns me the most is the condition of those who think they're ready but may not be ready. See, today we have to live our lives for God. And I know I'm about to make some folk angry who think all it is a decision to ask Christ in and there's nothing more to it than that. Well, I agree. As far as God's grace and His mercy are concerned, that is all there is to it. All we have to do is ask for salvation and we can receive it. But at the same time, I realize there is an obligation to holiness. This is the part that angers people when we start talking about leaving behind the things of this world to pursue the things of God. Well, that pursuit of the things of God represents a desire within mankind to draw closer to Him. What we give up in this world is nothing. The gospel says, "What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world but lose his own soul?" Your soul today is worth more than anything this world could ever give to you. And you today hold that soul in your hands to do with it what you desire. If you don't want it to be preserved in heaven for all of eternity, then don't do anything. Just fade away and die. Go to the grave unprepared. But today, if you want the promise of heaven, then friend, you've got to make a decision. I know these are strong words, but since I'm so limited in time, I'm going to use strong words, hopefully and prayerfully, to shake us loose, to remind us that if we're going to ask God into our heart, there is an obligation on our part to live for God, to pursue God so that we can have a close relationship with Him. That when He suddenly comes and calls His church away, who are His church? His church is His people. You today, if you are a child of God, you belong to God. You are His people. He's coming after you. We have to live in a state of readiness. Now, I'm not becoming legalistic in the things that I say, because there is nothing that your salvation hangs upon but God's grace and His mercy. I know that we talk about grace to the point where some people are already saying, "Oh, preacher, not again." Oh, yes, again, we need to be reminded. It's not by works that we're saved. Nothing that we can do will provide our salvation except to humble ourselves and call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. Now, I may have just spoke the price, and that price is too high for some. Oh, there is a human pride that says, "But I've done no wrong." Listen, it's not so much the deeds that you've done as the one deed you haven't done. Being lost means you never asked God to come in. Being a sinner means that you are without God. You're not living for Him. You're living to your own conscience. What you think is right and what you think is wrong. There will be good people, moral living people, highly principled people that will be judged and judged harshly on that day because they never admitted their situation, their failure, their place outside of God. That means they never asked God to come in, and it has cost them eternity. I don't have time to go on with this. Perhaps I'll come back next week and talk about it a little bit more, because I want to talk about the beauty of heaven, and I also want to talk about some things that are happening in this world. Let me just give you a little bit of tidbit of what might be coming. According to Barna Research, 41% of America finds itself in church on Sunday. But it's said that half that crowd that sits in the pew on Sunday never has established a relationship with God. They go to church as a religious obligation, but there is no relationship between themselves and the God that they would be singing about and worshiping in that house of worship. Today, that's an alarming rate. Half of people that call themselves Christians aren't even born again. Oh, I hope that doesn't describe your situation today. It doesn't have to. If God should come for you before we can enter into next week's service and again be able to talk about some of the promises of God, would you go to meet God and be relaxed and comforted in knowing that you did everything you had to do so that you could be ready for eternity? Or would you be fearful of death knowing that you are ill-prepared for what is about to happen next? Oh, I know that God hears deathbed confessions. But as you draw your last breath, if you wait, if you ask God to come in, He will come. But look at what you've lost between now and then. And what if, as is in the lives of some folk, you don't know your next breath is your last breath? What will you do then? It will be too late. I'm going to pray for you before we leave today. Heavenly Father, one more time I ask you to open our eyes. We are all too close to eternity today to take any chances with our eternal soul. And today I pray that we would all have a fresh awareness of where we are at in our standing with you. I pray, Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice is ready. That, Lord, they have a relationship with you, and it's a close relationship. But, Lord, should there be one who's not ready, help them to make that decision today. Help them to see the merit of making a choice to live their lives for you, to surrender themselves to you, and gain all that you would have to offer in this life and in the next. For these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Somewhere beyond the grave, there is a land that Jesus went to prepare by His own hand. And for the saved by grace, there is a resting place, and in a few more days, it will be mine. Some call it hell. Call it home. Some say I'm dreaming. Why don't you let me dream on? Some call it paradise. Out somewhere beyond the skies. Yes, some call it heaven. I call it home. Someone said that you can't go back home again, 'cause things will never be quite as good as you remembered them back then. Oh, but I've got good news for you. When heaven comes in to view, just one glimpse and you're gonna know the best is yet to come. And some call it heaven, I call it home. Some say we're dreamers. Why don't they let us? Some call it paradise out somewhere beyond the sky. Some call it heaven. Thanks to Calvary, I call it home. Yes, some call it paradise, way out somewhere